GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dig into the stories shaking up the crypto world today, sans the fluff and hype. First, we've got a seismic shift in Web3 salaries. 16 months ago, Web3 workers were living the high life, pocketing an average of $553,000 a year. Fast forward to now, and that figure has cratered to $138,000. According to data from Finbold, this isn't your typical market correction. It's a collapse. During the 2024-2025 bull run, demand was off the charts and salaries ballooned. But gravity works, even in crypto. The numbers from this five-year data set lay it all bare. In December 2021, workers earned $205,000 on average. That rose to $293,000 in 2022, and 2023 saw a slight dip to $223,000. The real insanity hit in early 2025, peaking at $553,000. Since then, it's been a steady tumble, with 2025 averaging $275,000 and this year's salaries sitting at $181,000 YTD. Now, as of May 2026, we're looking at $138,000. For job seekers, the message is clear. Temper your expectations and prepare to hustle harder for your dollar. Next up, let's talk about Bhutan and its Bitcoin saga. When the CEO of Druk Holding and Investments, Bhutan's sovereign wealth fund, says, "I don't recall the last time we sold any BTC. You might take it at face value. But the blockchain, it doesn't have a short memory." On-chain data by Arkham Intelligence reveals that since mid-2025, approximately $1 billion in Bitcoin vanished from DHI's wallets. Their holdings plunged from 13,000 BTC to just 3,100 BTC. This Himalayan kingdom secretly mined BTC using hydroelectric power, making it one of the top sovereign Bitcoin holders. Yet, despite being a notable player, transparency seems to have taken a back seat. The blockchain, however, doesn't care about convenient forgetfulness. It simply records, watches, and when queried, spills the digital tea. Finally, we turn to a multi-chain hack that hit ThorChain, resulting in a $10.8 million theft across four blockchains. In the world of crypto, the timing of an attack can be just as significant as the act itself. While many were celebrating the Clarity Act and Bitcoin's rise past $81, someone was quietly exploiting vulnerabilities within ThorChain's ecosystem. The breach affected BTC, ETH, BNB Chain, and Base, leading to a comprehensive trading halt and a 12% crash in Rune's value. Blockchain sleuth ZackXBT and security firm PeckShield were among the first to flag the activity. The attackers managed to siphon off 36.75 BTC, equivalent to about $3 million, alongside 7.8 million in various assets like USDT, USDC, WBTC, and more. As of now, the details of the exploit remain under wraps, and the community is anxiously awaiting a detailed postmortem. For developers and builders, this incident is a stark reminder of the importance of security in DeFi protocols, even more so when operating across multiple chains. So, what does all this mean for builders and job seekers in crypto? The salary downturn suggests it's time to focus less on the paycheck and more on the passion and problem-solving aspects of the work. For those intrigued by Bhutan's blockchain blunder, remember that transparency and accountability are non-negotiable. And for developers, security should be your mantra. Never underestimate it, especially in a multi-chain world. That's it for today's episode. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.